This is an MUT Radio podcast.
In front of me, Njengamanje, I do have a Ms. Dora Ramogobeng. Yes, who is the programs manager for the AIDS Foundation South Africa. Ms., thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting us. Mangosuthu University of Technology is also one of our stakeholders, and we collaborate a lot with you guys. So even this collaboration, it's really been extended to us by MUT.
Maybe if you can just go back a bit, tell us about the AIDS Foundation South Africa. What is actually AIDS Foundation South Africa?
All right. So the AIDS Foundation of South Africa is actually one of the oldest non-profit organizations. It was founded in 1988, so you can just imagine. I think we are more than 30 years old, and we were really one of the first groundbreakers in really fighting HIV and AIDS. So our programs were really around prevention of HIV and AIDS, education around HIV and AIDS, and really working closely also with different organizations in our communities in ensuring that we reduce the scourge of HIV and AIDS in our country. And over the years, we've really been getting different funds. So we've worked with different funders such as the American funding that we've been receiving from USAID. We've also been really getting funding. Actually, currently we are being funded by the national lotteries for working with persons with disabilities. And we are also having other funding from, I think it's in Germany, Bread for the World. Yes, they're also funding us to do work with persons with disabilities in our communities. So we really go and promote gender-based violence and education. We really also do sexual reproductive health because we've realized that some people don't even know how to access these types of services. So we are trying to make sure that we give them the information, and we also are there advocating for women's rights. We work closely also with adolescent girls and young women, and also adolescent boys and young men.
Quite a chunk of work that you do.
We do a lot, yes.
And tell us about now Mandela Month and Mandela Day. I know that President Nelson Mandela is one person who also faced the challenge of HIV and AIDS in South Africa in his tenure. What are you doing now as AIDS Foundation South Africa in celebration of this month? And I know that you have joined us. You can also tell us about the project, your contribution towards this project that we're seeing here today.
Yes. So currently, because we are really working with the age group of 10 to 24-year-old adolescent girls and young women, and also adolescent boys and young men, we've been reaching out to different organizations in our communities that are also really working closely with persons with disabilities. And through those organizations, we've been empowering those young people to know how to build their skills for job opportunities. We've been strengthening them also in terms of how they can make money. So we've been really been giving them education on how one can find opportunities for employment, find opportunities to even start their own businesses. So we've been going around some of the schools, special schools that we've been working with, and giving them this health education. Because yes, we do have persons with disabilities, but it doesn't mean that they're not able, you know, to go to school and empower themselves. So we've been identifying those that are also in matric and are really just assisting them with even how to apply to get into university. So we've been really working closely with those hard to reach communities, giving them information, trying to empower them, and making sure that, as Mandela said, education is very important. So we want to also make sure that they get educated and they're able to stand on their own. So, and we've also reached out to other funders that we can work with. So we are really hoping for positive feedback so that we could still continue this great work that we do as the AIDS Foundation.
Your contributions to Vugani projects this morning?
Oh, yes. So for Vugani, what we've done is, as you can see, unfortunately, people on the radio can see, but we are painting today. Mm. So we are here to paint the community center. It's got about 5 classrooms that can be used. So we are cleaning. Painting. We've got the MUT students that are here to really also assist us. We are also going to be providing some refreshments for some of the community members that are here. And we've also, through our other collaborations, we've been able to get a new stove for them. They're going to get a new fridge. Yes, and we are also going to be, through one of our stakeholders, the lady who runs the center really said, you know what, the paving is not too good. So we are also looking at getting them the pavement too, to really be fixed. Yeah, so we are really here just to lend our hands in collaboration with MUT, in collaboration with the community members, and making sure that as the children come back from the holidays, they'll find it in a very beautiful standing and new colors added. And yeah, the center just being clean.
Well, no, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. I really appreciate your time, Ms. Ramukhubeng. Yes. No, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time and all the best to your future projects as well. You guys are doing an amazing job at AIDS Foundation.
Thank you so much. And I hope to the listeners, they'll also be going out there doing their bit for Mandela Day. And can it just not be for Mandela Day? Can it just be something that we all try to do across the whole year? Just giving back and doing what we can for our communities. Thank
you. Definitely, they are listening. That is Ms. Ramukhubeng joining us in studio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.